We are in the Tivot Shalom on Rosh Hashanah. It's coming up the Shabbos. We are on page Kuf Lamed Bet of Chelek Bet. Ma'amar Shishi, Zichron Shrua Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbat. We're going to actually address what does it mean when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Before we start, I would like to thank this week's sponsor, this week's anonymous sponsor, who sponsored in honor of the Yortzeit of Basha Ben Shokri, and for a wonderful new year ahead for everyone. Thank you so much to this week's sponsor and everyone who has participated in it. It really, really, it means a lot, and it genuinely does keep this year going. So thank you so much, and it should be an aliyah for the neshama. The neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, Kuf Lamed Bet. Ma'amar Maran Baal Beit Avraham Zechutoy Genelino B'Mishnah. The Beit Avraham says on the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yot B'Shabbat B'Mikdash Hayu Tokin Avalo B'Medina. So the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah get into this discussion that when Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they would blow the shofar in the Mikdash, avalo b'medina, not in the surrounding areas. They would only blow the shofar in the Mikdash. D'bechol ha-mitzvot yish chilek ha-machshava v'adibur, v'yish chilek ha-maase b'fo'a. Oh, that's it. That was the Mishnah. He's already commenting. So says the Slonimer about this concept from the Mishnah, that in all mitzvot, there's different parts of that mitzvah. There's the machshava, the mind, the thought that goes into the mitzvah. There's the dibor, the speaking out of the mitzvah, the going through the mitzvah verbally. And then there's the actual action of the mitzvah, doing it, the maisa, the befoal. Hachelach hashayach lemoach nikra mikdash. We're jumping right in on the deep end here. The Slonimer says that the part that's connected to the mind, that's called the mikdash. That's the mikdash of the mitzvah. That's the beis hamikdash of the mitzvah. Is the part that's connected to the thought of the mitzvah. Getting into it with our minds. V'chilek ha-ma'aseh, and the active part of the mitzvah, al yidei ha-ivarim, nikra medina. The active part of the mitzvah, that's called the medina, the surrounding areas. V'zeh ha-kavana, and this, he says, is the deeper meaning of this Mishnah. That Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yot B'Shabbat, that when, like this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayutokin, they would blow the shofar in the Mikdash, Avalo B'Medina, but they wouldn't blow it in the Medina. What does that mean? She'imumnam B'Chelak HaMa'aseh B'Fo'al Lo Hayutokin B'Shofar B'Shabbos Kodesh. Even though we don't actually blow the shofar B'Fo'al, this Yom Tov Rishon of Rosh Hashanah this year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where nobody's blowing shofar no matter where you are in the world. There's no blowing of the shofar this year on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So we can't do it B'Fo'al, because it's Shabbos Kodesh. Aval kol ma shenogea l'chelak ha-mikdash. But anything that relates to the mikdash. What's the mikdash? The mind. The highest, most elevated part of ourselves. Anything that relates to the mind, the mikdash. Kol ha-kavanah v'anyanim ha-pnimiyim shel tikiat shofar. All of the kavanas that go into tikiat shofar. All of the pnimius, the internal side of tikiat shofar. All of that is this year. Noeg v'shayach gam b'Shabbos Kodesh. There absolutely is tikiat shofar this year on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's in our minds. It's in our kavana. We can't bring it out in our hands. We can't bring it out l'maisa. We're bringing it out through our kavanas. We're bringing it out in our minds. The hainu, shelo batla tikiat shofar b'Shabbat. It's not that we don't have tikiat shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Ela shekaasher chal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, mikayem inyan tikiat shofar b'madriga ilait yoter shemadachol. He says that we're fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar on an even higher level than we normally do. That an even higher level. Shabbos, we're blowing shofar on a higher level than Sunday this year. Because we're blowing it on a level of kavana. We're getting into it in the mind. We're blowing it mamish in the mikdash. Umirumaz b'roshei tevot. This is hinted to even in the roshei tevot. Tik'u b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Shu b'shabbat. The roshei tevot of tik'u b'chodesh shofar b'kesel. It's roshei tevot, the first letters make up the word b'shabbat. Because we dafka blow on Shabbos in an internal place, in an internal way, in the mind. There's still this concept of blowing the shofar on Shabbos in the mind. You can also through this explain the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. The Yali She'ein, top of the next paragraph. De'ein tokin b'Shabbat mide'ita shnei ketuvim. Katuv echad omer zikaron trua. Sorry, the Yerushalmi learns out that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos because we have two psukim that seem to be at odds with each other. The first pasuk says, Ketuv echad omer, zichron trua. It's a remembrance of the trua. Uketuv echad omer, yom trua yelachem. Is it remembering the trua or is it blowing the shofar? Which one is it? So the Gemara concludes, learns out from that, that no, both are true. On Shabbos, you remember it, but you don't blow it. And every other day, if it falls out on the other day of the week, then you blow it, even though, meaning you actually blow it l'maisa. The l'chora kasheh, that's hard to understand. Sheyotze l'fizeh de b'ikar parshat ha-mo'adot. Lo niskar ikar ha-mitzvah de tkiyat shofar. Ela zikron tshuva bilvad. Meaning the main parsha in the Torah that deals with the holidays it goes through all of them in Parshat Emor. And there it says, zikron tshuva. Why wouldn't it give the main mitzvah of shofar in the main parsha of the holidays in Parshat Emor? V'ilu gufa mitzvah b'parshat ha-korbanot, ne'emra. Ela ka'amor shezichron shua gam hu miguf chilkei ha-mitzvah shel tkiat shofar. Because zichron shua, it's not a remembrance of the shua. That's the mitzvah itself, that's the essence of the mitzvah, is to live the shofar in the mind, is to get into the kavanas of the mitzvah of shofar. That's the ikar mitzvah. 6 out of the 7 days, we also blow. But 7 out of the 7 days, we do the ikar of the mitzvah, the main of the mitzvah, which is to get into the kavanas of the mitzvah, get into the kavana of tkiat shofar, to get into the thoughts of tkiat shofar. So we're entering this Rosh Hashanah at an even higher level. We're expected to still fulfill tkiat shofar. We're expected to still get into shofar this Rosh Hashanah. But we don't have the shofar. We can't take it out. We can't hear it. We can't hear the cry of the shofar. We're not going to have the bang on the bima and the person yell out, make sure to have kavana, and then all of the tfilos, and then the same crying as he blows. So we're not going to have any of that. This year we have to get into it beyond that. We have to get into it in our minds. We have to get into the reality of shofar from an internal place. No externals to help us this year. We got to get to the essence of the shofar inside. Okay, next paragraph. We're in the left side, second paragraph. Uveor ha'inyan al pi anizkar lamala sheish b'shofar bet inyanim d'rosh hashanah. We can understand this according to what he said in a previous piece, which is that there's two aspects of Rosh Hashanah. There is inyan yom hadin. One aspect of it is that it's the day of judgment. Shemit orerim bo kitrugim ve'al yedei shofar nimtakim adin. That there's all kinds of judgments that are coming out. There's the accuser coming out and accusing us of all of the things that we did wrong over the course of this year. That's one aspect of the day. And the shofar comes, and the shofar sweetens the judgments. The blowing of the shofar sweetens the judgments of Rosh Hashanah. And there's a second aspect. Inyan hitkadshut hamelucha, that we're re-coronating the king on Rosh Hashanah. Uchinizkar b'tamei tkiat shofar l'rasag, and as it says in where it gives over the meaning a little bit of the tkiat shofar, shual derech malchuta de'ara, that it's like the malchus down here. Shebeit hachtarat hamelech tochim shofar, that when you anoint a king, when you crown the king, when you coronate the king, you blow the shofar. Since Rosh Hashanah is a renewal of the entire world, the whole world is being recreated. And since the world is being recreated, God is being re-coronated as the king of this brand new world that's coming out in this brand new year. V'hinei. B'Shabbos Kodesh, Chol Shultanei Rugzin U'Mayri D'Dina Kulu Arkin, V'Chol Dini Mit'Avri Mina, V'Im Mechlau Mitziyut Shel Dinim. And on Shabbos Kodesh, though, there are no dinim on Shabbos Kodesh. There's no judgment on Shabbos Kodesh. It all goes away. There's no reality of judgment. Top of the next page. U'Memela In Srichim L'Shofar L'Hamit Lehamit katein, that we don't need the shofar to make it sweet, because there's no judgment. Shabbos is sweet. There's no judgments on Shabbos, so there's no need for that aspect of the shofar. V'nimsa sheberosh hashanah shechal b'shabbat, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, ikar inyana shofar hu rak hachtarat hamlucha. We don't need the shofar to sweeten the judgments. So the shofar, instead of being 50% to sweeten the judgments and 50% to coronate the king, we're going all in on just focusing on the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all in on the celebration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's renewal of his ruling of the world, from our perspective. That's why you only have a zichron trua. Because on Shabbos, what we think, what we speak, it's like we're taking action. It's on a whole different level. Like the pasuk says, "Vishamru v'gomer, v'shamu bnei Yisrael l'Shabbat, la'asot et ha'Shabbat l'dorotam brit olam, after ein b'Shabbos mitzvot ma'asiyot, v'chol mitzvot b'machshava uv'dibur, k'dichtiv zachor et ha'Shabbat l'kadosh zochreu b'dvarim." Meaning, Shabbos isn't a time of action. The majority of the mitzvot of Shabbos, they're all the malachos, they're the don'ts. We cease from action on Shabbos, which means that the kiyum of Shabbos. What does it mean to get into Shabbos? There's no lulav, there's no etrog, there's no shofar, there's no Hanukkah lights, there's nothing to do. How do you get into Shabbos? In the machshava, in the dibur. We talk in a way that's more kodesh. We think in a way that's more kodesh. That's how we get into Shabbos. V'lachach, kol inyanei tkiat shofar befoal, sheyesh b'yemot ha'chol yicholim likayim b'Shabbos kodesh al yedei machshava dibur. All of the things which during the rest of the days of the week, we need the shofar in action to do. On Shabbos, all we need is the machshava and the dibur. We fulfill shofar through our minds, through our speech. It's a different reality. We sing Melech Rachama, we sing Melech al kolom kulo. We get into it. We get into shofar through the singing around the table, through speaking about it and at the longer meals. There's not tkiat shofar. We have an extra half an hour at the meal to talk about it a little bit more. Talk about the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talk about Rosh Hashanah. To get into Rosh Hashanah. To think about it more in a deep way. To get into it in the minds that we're experiencing Rosh Hashanah Mamash on Shabbos. To get into it in our minds and to let that explode. And we fulfill this in Shmona Esrei by saying Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, the three parts of Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Kingship and remembrance and Shofar. V'zeshekatuv, and that's what it means. B'mikdash hayu tok'im, avalo b'medina. They would blow it in the mikdash on Shabbos. In the mikdash there's still shofar, but not in the medina, not in the action. She'ein sarich litkoa b'fol. There's no need to blow the shofar in action. We just blow it in our minds. V'yish lavin, shezeu haremez, b'roshei tevot, tik'u b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. This is the hint in the roshei tevot of tik'u b'chodesh shofar b'kesel, that it says b'shabbat. The inyan Rosh Tevot, that the inyan of Rosh Tevot merameis al koach hane'elam she'eno befoal, nigle'u lekach eno katuv beferush, ki'im b'Rosh Tevot. Beautiful. There are a lot of people who are not so into Rosh Tevot. So he's giving you even a reason. What are Rosh Tevot about? What are Rosh Tevot mean? He says so beautifully here. He says that what's the depth of Rosh Tevot? It's the beginning of each word, meaning it's not how the word plays out. It's the upper, elevated meaning of the phrase. Not when it spells itself out. If I just take the first, most elevated letter of each word, I get into the elevated level of what that pasuk's bringing out. It's the hint into the elevated reality of it. And the elevated reality of Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar is blowing shofar internally on Shabbat. V'hayu shakoach ha'ne'alam shel tkiat shofar achein mitkayim b'Shabbat. The deeper meaning of tkiat shofar is being brought out on Shabbos. V'ze pirush Ma'amar Chazal, and this is what Chazal say. Matana tova yeshli v'beit ginzi v'shabbat shma. It's a Gemara he quotes all the time that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have this precious gift in my treasure chest that I want to give to the Jewish people, and its name is Shabbos. Koach HaShabbos Kodesh hu koach ne'elam v'ganuz b'beit ginzi. That's the koach, it's this tremendous potential that's hidden away in the treasure chest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives to us as a gift. Its whole reality is b'machshava v'dibur. It's only in the mind and in the mouth. V'ein b'ma'aseh b'fol. There's no reality. There's no bringing it out with our hands. It's an internal reality. Ki ikar Shabbos Kodesh hu b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael t'olam. Because Shabbos Kodesh is between me and b'nei Yisrael, this sign forever. Hadvekut ha'pnimiyut. Shall ish yudi b'Hashem yitbarach. It's about the deep connection, the internal connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch. That's what we're bringing out this Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Last paragraph of Aleph. V'akoach ha'ne'elam shel tkiyat shofar mitkayim b'Shabbos. This upper reality of blowing the shofar is brought out through Shabbos. Who owed the madrigal yotiri la'id me'ashal yedei tkiyat shofar b'fol b'yom tachol. Again, he's saying that this reality of blowing in the mind is even greater than blowing with the shofar itself. Welcome back. Kevan denichlal bazeh shleimut ha'avodah. Because this includes the totality of the avodah al-yidei midat ava v'yira ke'echad. We're bringing out blowing shofar with ava, with yira. The shofar ina no yira, because shofar, the reality of shofar is fear. Kedichtiv, as it says, im yitka shofar be'ir v'am lo yecharadu. It says in Amos, Does somebody blow the shofar in a city and the whole people don't shake? Of course you do. When you heard the shofar back in the day, when you heard the shofar, your mom is shook. War was coming. Something terrible was coming. Your mom is shook and you did tshuva. So the aspect of yira is always a part of shofar. V'chein ketiv, v'kol shofar chazak me'od, v'yecharad kol ha'am asher b'machaneh. As it says in Shmot, by Kabbalah Satorah, that when they heard the shofar by Har Sinai, they all shook, the whole nation shook. V'shabbos hu midat ha'ava, but Shabbos is kolo ahava. Shabbos is all coming from a place of love. V'kashir chal rosh hashanah b'shabbat, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Hachtarat hamlucha hu mitoch ahava v'yira ke'echad, then really we're coronating the king not just out of fear, not just from the fear of hearing the shofar. When we do it on Shabbos and we're doing the shofar in our minds on Shabbos, there's no fear because I'm not jumping from the sound of the shofar. I'm bringing out the shofar, and so I'm connecting from ahava and yira. It's a deeper connection of shofar. By bringing it out from an internal space, I'm bringing it out from a place of ahava and yira. V'kasher chal rosh hashanah b'shabbat, and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, hachtarat hamlucha u'mitoch ahava v'yira ke'echad. Then it's bringing out the coronating of the king both from ahava and yira, from love and fear. V'kasher mitstarfin midot ahava v'yira ke'echad, when the two of them come together, hu shleimut ha'avodah, that's the real avodah, the coming out. When you have both ahava and yira, the two sides, the two halves of the necessity of bringing true avodas Hashem out, both through love and fear. I recognize my lowliness. I recognize who I'm talking to. But I also feel deeply close on an emotional level from a place of love. Ukimurumaz b'amar chazal. Chazal say, Anochi v'lo yelecha v'dibor achad ne'emru. That the first and second dibrot, I am Hashem your God and don't have any other gods. Anochi v'lo yelecha. They were both said at the same time. Da anochi v'lo yelecha hainu ava v'yira. Anochi, I am Hashem your God that was bringing out love. That I'm your God and we're close. Don't have any other gods. That's fear. That's a lotase. They were brought out as one because the totality of Avodas Hashem has to come out together. Has to come out as one. Through that we can understand why when it goes through all the holidays in the Torah and Emor, there it says Zichron Trua. It doesn't even mention the actual blowing of the shofar, it just says a remembrance of the Trua in the mind. And not the main part of blowing the shofar. Why? That's the real main part of Tkiyat Shofar. It's having the Av and the Yira together to bring it out of the mind to connect Tkiyat Shofar. Shekasher chal rosh hashanah b'shabbat. Then when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, as mitkayemet hakavana pnimit shel Tkiyat Shofar, then we're bringing out the real depth of Tkiyat Shofar. Nimsha shedavka al yedei zichron trua b'shabbos kodesh. Mitkayem inkar inyan v'hakavana shel Tkiyat Shofar b'madrigai il'it od yoter. Then we're bringing up the highest levels of Tkiyat Shofar and we're doing it on Shabbos kodesh. Just to bring out a little bit, I mentioned before we started that we did, I wasn't even intentional, I ended up flipping to the same piece. One of my favorite pieces where he talks about what the shofar is all about. He's saying you have to get into the shofar, but he hasn't defined for us what shofar is. He's assuming we're reading all the other pieces, which we should. But just to give a little taste from a piece that I taught earlier this week to the Shana Aleph girls, what is Tkiyat Shofar about? What does it mean to get into Tkiyat Shofar? He brings out so beautifully, in a different piece, that when we say the bracha, it's lishmoa kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. There's a mitzvah to hear the sound of the shofar. But when it says it in the Chumash, it says tik'u b'chod shofar, to blow the shofar. So why when we say the bracha is it to listen to it, it should be to blow the shofar. And when one person blows it, it's on behalf of everybody else. Why do we say the bracha on hearing it? And even if the bracha is on hearing it, why didn't the Torah say dafka to blow it? So he says there's two aspects. He brings out two aspects of what shofar is about. And again, this is what we're talking about. This year, in a few days, on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, this is the mindset we need to get into, because we're not going to have the shofar. We only have the inner shofar. He says so beautifully, what does it mean, lishma kol shofar? What does it mean to listen to the shofar? He says that listening to the shofar, what shofar is about is that our whole lives were meant to be hearing the shofar. Our whole lives were meant to be hearing the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes the first pasuk from Sefer Vayikra. In the beginning of Sefer Vayikra it says, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav. And he understands it so beautifully. It says, Vayikra el Moshe. There was a call out to Moshe. Who called to Moshe? It doesn't say. But so what did Moshe hear? Vayidaber Hashem Elav. He knew anytime anybody called out to him, anytime anything happened to him in life, he knew it was all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time he heard something happen, every time somebody spoke to him, every time anything happened to him in life, he knew that that was a call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that we go through comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's constantly speaking to us. Right, it's something which, you know, in our day and age right now, to link into in such a unique way. In both the good times and the bad times, the easy things and the difficult things, to link into that. Right now, we in Israel, so they have a Gzar Din. It wasn't from the government, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was invited in charge of the government, whether they know it or not. We have a Gzar Din that we were under lockdown from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. We're in a lockdown for the Chagim. It's the craziest thing. It's mamish the craziest thing. And you can go and you could be upset and you could be angry, it's a one way react. You say, no, what's the Kaddish Baruch Hu telling us? He's speaking to us. He's telling us there's a different avoda this year. There's an avoda that's not going to the places we normally go. If we leave our hometown, if we go somewhere else, if we go to a Beis Medrash or a yeshiva or a shul that's farther away than 500 meters from our house. Right, there's a different avoda this year. But I wanted to go here. I wanted to... No, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is telling you, no, daven over there. And get into it. And not only can I daven in my shul, there's no shofar because it's Shabbos. Yeah, get into it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is calling to us. Lishmoa, to hear the call of the shofar. How much deeper on this year, on Shabbos Kodesh, there isn't even a shofar. We mamish have to open up our ears to hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu speak to us this Rosh Hashanah. When there's no shofar, and we're under lockdown, and it's a crazy time, and wherever we are, whatever we're going through in our lives in this corona period, whatever the case may be, do we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us? Because he's talking to us through everything. Everything that happens to us. They close the schools? It's terrible. No, it's more time with my kids. They found a way to get us to work. During the lockdown, I'm an essential worker in all of my places of work, and so is Shoshana. So it's fine. Now we just both have to work and watch our kids that are out of school and teach them while they're on learning on Zoom. That's totally normal. That's totally fine. I can be in 17 places at once doing things that I'm not qualified for. That's fine. You can complain and say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to me. He's saying, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Or you're going to have to make some hard choices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what are your priorities in life? Where are you going to cut corners? You're going to cut corners with work, or you're going to cut corners with your kids? How are you going to make your students feel like they're the most important thing in the world, and still make your kids feel like they're the most important thing in the world, and still make your spouse feel like she's the most important thing in the world, and still make a Kaddish, and still remember that you're also in Rosh Hashanah, and that it's all about coronating the king? How do you do that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying you can, and I know you can because you're doing it right now. I'm telling you can, because that's where I put you. Do we hear it? And it's not even shofar this year. That's the loudest blast of the shofar that there could be. What an incredible gift. HaKadosh Baruch was saying, you don't need the shofar this year. I've been training you for the last 6 months of this insanity of Corona. I've been training you to hear me. To hear me through this insanity. Have you learned to hear my voice yet? He's been training us for Rosh Hashanah since Pesach. Since Purim, he's been training us for Rosh Hashanah. Have we learned the lessons of the last 6 months? Do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the Chutz La'aretz, in the months when we didn't leave the house, in the months when we didn't go to work, in the months when there was no shul, And in a lot of places, those things may still be true. In all of this, did we finally get to a place where we saw HaKadosh Baruch and everything, where we heard Him talking to us through everything? Did I learn over the last 6 months, when I'm in Bidud, we've all been in Bidud of one sort or another at some point in the last 6 months, did I learn that when I'm in Bidud, when I'm in isolation, that I'm never alone, and HaKadosh Baruch is sitting next to me? That I'm not by myself, I'm in Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch. Did I learn that? Do I hear Him whispering in my ear for the last 6 months? It's all now coming to a head in Rosh Hashanah. There's no blowing of the shofar this year, because He expects us to be able to hear Him without the shofar. He gives us the gift of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And I open up my mind in the spirituality and the ruchnius of Shabbos to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to me on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yot B'Shabbos. He gives the opportunity to go into my mikdash. I'm not in the outskirts anymore. You'll tell me, but I can't even go to Yerushalayim. I can't go to Har HaBayit this year. I can't go to the Kotel and Daven Rosh Hashanah this year. Yes, you can. You go to the mikdash in your mind. And if we've missed that, we've missed the whole point. One of the major points, I don't claim to understand this tkufa, but very clearly one of the main points of this tkufa is to teach us the mikdash is where I am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with me where I am. He's talking to me where I am. He's blowing the shofar to call out to me where I am. And now we got to live it on this Shabbos Rosh Hashanah to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. We're sitting in Yechidus with the King of all kings on the day of His coronation. He's being crowned this Shabbos. He's only bringing His most beloved servants, His most beloved family members with Him. Avinu Malkeinu, the most beloved princes and princesses, the most beloved servants, those are the only ones who are going to be in the room. That's us. Do we hear that call? The call on Shabbos Kodesh, that's where we're going to be. Do we hear Lishma Kol Shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? And he says on the flip side, that there's still a mitzvah of Tkiat Shofar. Tik'u b'chodesh shofar. What's the other side of it? What's the other part of it? What's the other half that he brings out of the mitzvah of shofar? That we have to blow the shofar. What does it mean to blow the shofar? He gets into it a little bit. My Rebbe talks about this a lot. My Rebbe Raviol, he talks about this a lot. That so many times, you know, we go, and when we have things going on, we have to talk. And we talk, and we talk, and we talk, and talking is good. In previous generations, we used to never talk. In our generation, maybe we talk a little too much. A little bit of, you know, the pendulum going to the other side. Right? We have to talk everything out. Right? That's where we are right now. Somewhere in the middle is the truth. We don't need to be repressed, but we don't need to say everything. Right? We need a little more gvura in our generation. But in any event, we talk everything out. But even if I'm somebody who talks everything out, and listen, you're talking to somebody who literally talks at a screen most of the day, so I've gotten used to just hearing the sound of my own voice way too much. I talk a lot of the day. We talk and we talk and we talk. If you've ever been to this place, and I am certain that almost everybody, if not everybody in this room, and probably everybody listening in also, you've had a moment where you go and you have something that you really need to share with somebody, something really deep that's going on in your life, really deep that's going on inside, and you sit down with that person, and you start to talk to them, and you open your mouth, and you've had that moment where what you're saying is so real, is so raw, that you try to find the words. But you just begin to cry. You just begin to cry. I believe we've all been there. I've certainly been there. Where you cry, you just scream, you just cry out. And in that cry, you say more than any words could ever say. The people who generally we're closest to in life are the people that we've experienced doing that with. Who've seen just me be me, the raw me, and understood this is just me, and been there to support me, and I'm there to support them. That's litka, that's tik'u b'shofar, that's blowing the shofar, that's digging deep and crying out. The shofar is beyond words. No more words. No more cluttering up the airspace. No more explaining it in a clever way. No more wordsmithery, because that's not even a word. No more of that. None of that anymore. Just going forward and saying enough. Just to cry. Just to cry. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to be sad.
this Shabbos, to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar in the mind and the mouth, we're going to sing, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to express Ahavat Hashem, the Ahavav Shabbat, the Ahavav for the king who's being coronated. We're going to cry a cry of closeness. We're going to scream a scream of closeness and joy this Shabbos, with our minds, with our mouths. There's no shofar this Shabbos. So I'm not even crying out of sadness. I'm not even crying out of tshuva. I'm not even crying out of pain of all the things I've done this year. Forget all of that. There's no din in this Rosh Hashanah. There's no din. There's no judgments. It's just the Ahava of Shabbos Kodesh. But I need to dig deep and just yell that yell of joy. For those of you here who are married, that cry of joy when you walk up to the chuppah where you have no words. The cry of joy. That's where we need to be. Where we stand next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're standing next to the king that's being coronated. And I'm just bursting. In my mind. In my mouth. Through song. Through speech. Through thoughts. That's this Rosh Hashanah. It's an even deeper cry than a cry of pain. Perhaps. It's a cry of joy. It's that tears of joy. When you see a child rise to an occasion in a way that you never thought possible, and you well up with tears, you can't explain to the child why you're crying. You can't explain, they don't understand. There are no words. There are no words. When you're in a moment, if you've ever had a deep, forget marriage, kids, you've had a deep ruchni experience. You were in a shir that really cut you to your core. You were sitting in a kumzitz and you just felt shamayim open up. And you sang and you cried from closeness. That's this Shabbos. That's Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. That's this Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. It's the deepest shofar that we have. Tira Kadosh Baruch Hu whispering in our ear B'Yechidus in Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, sitting next to the king. And to cry out in joy sitting next to him. That's the shofar of Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. In the mind, in the mikdash, with the kruvim, one of us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is one kruv, we're the other kruv, to just sit there in yechidus. If we're in bidud, sit there in bidud. If you're a person who's literally in bidud, there's going to be people who are mamish in bidud this Rosh Hashanah, certainly in Israel. It seems to me that bidud is not really a thing in Chutz La'aretz. But certainly here in Israel, when you're in bidud, you don't leave the room. There are going to be people in bidud this Rosh Hashanah. Did they hear it? Did they hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't go to shul, there's people there. It's just you and me. And it's not easy, but that's what we have to work for. That's the avoda of Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. That's the gift of Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. To blow the shofar from the inside. To blow the shofar from the inside. Questions, thoughts, comments before we go on to bet. Good? With me? We're okay? Let's go on to bet. Usually don't get to bets. I didn't add enough stories. I apologize. Let's go on to bet. Let's see what we say in bet. Usually bet means it's the same. It's the same idea or same topic, but being taken in a different way. So let's see him take it in a different way for the last 15 minutes. Top of the left column. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yot B'Shabbat B'Mikdash Sheyutokim Aval Lo B'Medina. Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah when it fell out on Shabbos. In the mikdash they would blow, but not in the Medina. So he says, "Yish levaer al derech avoda, eich ikaro uvitulo uva eich iakru uvitlu chazal mipnei hachashash deshema yavrin." Again, same topic, totally different idea. He's asking a totally different question now within this mishnah, within this topic. We have to understand al derech avoda in terms of our avodas Hashem. What does it mean? How did the Chazal uproot and nullify the mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Because we're worried. Shema Ya'avirenu et kol. Mipnei Hachashash Shel Shema Ya'avirenu et kol mitzvah tasei doraita shel Tkiyat Shofar v'chol inei haniskavim amuvar b'zohar hakadosh. How did Chazal get rid of Shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah? They're like, no, you might carry it. Really? God says, blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah.
The Arizal goes into the depths of what Tkiat Shofar is. Shemizdazad kol ha'olamot uvaka kol inun, rekin, viturei ramai. That the whole world, the whole universe is shaking when we blow the shofar. Where do Chazal get off? Removing shofar lest you come to carry it? It sounds really Jewish, right? It's got a Jewish ring to it. No, shofar's really important, but we're going to get rid of it lest you carry it. And it is really Jewish. It is really Jewish. And it's very deep. So what's the depth of it? How do we understand it for real? I'm kidding, but I'm joking, but I'm saying like, so then let's understand. What does it really mean? How do we understand that? What's the avoda in that? What's the avoda in removing tkiat shofar, lest you carry it, when there's so many deep, deep secrets, so many tremendous, cataclysmic things that are happening when you blow shofar? How are we removing that? How do Chazal remove that mitzvah d'oraisa for Shabbos? How is that possible? V'yesh lamar, we can understand it based on what we said earlier. Hadiktiv yom trua yelachem. It should be a day of blowing shofar for you. V'lo ne'amar b'furash b'torah litkoa b'shofar. It says it will be a day of trua, but it doesn't say a day of shofar blowing. It says a day of trua. So what does that mean? Dinilmar rak midrashan chazal. We only learn from Chazal that it involves a shofar. Minayin shav shofar tamid lomar b'yolva v'avarta shofar trua. We make a gezeirah shava in the Gemara and Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That's how we find out about the fact that it's blowing a shofar. But it's not even clear from the psukim. It says yom trua. It's a day of trua sounds. But there's no mention of the shofar. Ki mashma'ut hadavar deze itzumo shel yom shu muto yom trua. That the essence of the day beneath, again beyond the shofar blowing, is that it's really the essence that it's a day of trua. What does it mean that it's a day of trua? What does that mean? V'lorak sheyeshbo mitzvah litkoa b'shofar. It's not just that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar. V'abior bazel pi divrei Zohar kadosh. She can understand this based on the words of the Zohar, which say, Ashrei ha'am yodea trua, yodei trua. Praiseworthy, wonderful are the nation. So happy is the nation that knows the trua. The Zohar Kadosh points out, it doesn't say praiseworthy, happy, wonderful is the nation that hears the trua, that blows the trua. It says that knows the trua. That's the nation that's praiseworthy, that knows the trua. The Yedian Raza the trua, that know the secrets of the trua. That's what really makes us happy and praiseworthy. Kimo dichtiv, Truam b'shevet barzel. Veim elu asher Hashem be'or panecha ye'aleichun. Those are the people whose Hashkadosh Baruch Hu's light shines upon. V'haynu, what does this mean? She'atara kedusha nitna itzal Yisrael. That the Torah is giving us advice. La'amtik et adinim b'yom adin. How to sweeten the judgments on the day of judgment. Al yedei she'yom trua ye'lachem. That it's a day of trua. Pirush, sheyudi yishaberet levavo lifnei Hashem Yibarach, that a person needs to break their heart mamish before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad sheyeh batal umevotal lechalutin, elav, till you're totally nullified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bifchinat lecha anochi v'chol asher li, to the point that we get to the point of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forget it, I'm nothing. I'm totally yours. Everything that's mine is yours. I totally nullify myself. I give myself over to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shofarim dalet at otiyot begematria shvurin shavrun shivron lev. Wow, he said that shofar, that the gematria of shofar, along with the four letters of the word shofar itself, and gematria is shivron lev. What's the shofar about? It's about being of broken heart. It's breaking ourselves down. It's breaking down those internal walls. Shezei karo shel shofar, that this is the main point of the shofar. Sheyudi mishaber livavo l'shivrei shvarim, that a person breaks down the walls of their heart. They break their heart to pieces. Umvatel atzmo l'shivrach, and to mamish give himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole year we mamish, we have walls around our heart. And mamish, just like the Jews in Yericho, they circled the town and they blew the shofar. And the shofar made the walls crumble. We blow the shofar to break down the walls of our hearts. The walls that stand between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We blow the shofar to tear that all down. When we hear that sound, it should crack it, it should smash it. Till there's nothing left. And I'm laid bare before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I truly am. To be real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through removing my whole sense of selfishness, my whole sense of self in a selfish way, I sweeten all the judgments. Kidinim chalim rak al adam shu b'chinat yesh.
Only if I'm here can I be judged. But if I remove the American westernized capital I, if I break it down, I'm not so important. In the West, only I'm capitalized, not you. You're lowercase, right?
If we break down that westernized sense of the self, of the I, and I totally dedicate myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there is no I, there's nobody for judgment to be passed on. I don't see him. There's just Never Hashem here. I don't know what you're talking about. There's just Never Hashem here.
What judgments? On who? On who?
Uklzona Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says, Santira Amar, Ploni Avad, Kach, Ploni Avad Al Kach, Ploni Avad Al Kach, Ploni Avad Al Kach. Aval kishiyudim evatel asmo betachlit shuv ein kan ploni mipnei shu ein ve'efes hamuchlat ve'ino klum. If I totally give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nobody there to pass judgment on. The ein al mish yichulu adim. There's nobody for those judgments to fall on. The zeshekatuv, and that's what it means. Yom trua yelachem. It should be a day of trua. Ein zerak mitzvah shesarich lasot ulekayim ota befoal atakia. This is not just something that we fulfill by blowing the shofar. V'yotziyem bazei yidei chovat. Just we want to get out of it. We want to just fulfill the mitzvah. But blow the shofar. Just get through the tekios. No chas v'shalom. Ela zokol nehut va'avodat hayom shel shana. This is the whole work of Rosh Hashanah, of blowing the shofar, of breaking down the walls. Shu yom trua. It's a day of the blood. It's the day of those sounds that are breaking down the walls. Yom Shavu Mishavrim Yisrael at Libam Lifnei Hashem Yiparach, the day of breaking down our hearts before our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umivat Limatz Mami Lav Yiparach Shemo, and to totally nullify ourselves before our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umemela Nimtakim Kol Adinim, and then automatically we sweeten all the judgments. Bottom left, the last paragraph on the page.
Vihine Hitbarlut Kolelet Hein Hitbarlut Haguf.
This hitbarlut includes, this nullification includes, nullification of my physical self. Shaguf batel Hashem Yirach, that I give over my whole physical being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I dedicate my physical being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hein hitbarlut nefesh ruach u'neshama. But there's also a hitbarlut, a giving over, a dedication of my whole soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omnam, ikar ha'itbatlut, hi'itbatlut ha'nefesh ruach u'neshama al sheberach. The main itbatlut, the main subjugation, is giving over my whole heart, my soul, my whole essence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Ach kol zman sha'aguf odenu b'vchinat yesh. But even if I want to do that, as long as my body feels very physical, as long as I'm enmeshed in my physical desires, as long as I'm enmeshed in my physical sense of self, it's not a full giving over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zein yan kol shofar shemacharid, next page at Taguf. This is what it means when it says that the shofar makes the whole body shake. Kimo dichtiv, hayitaka shofar ba'ir v'am lo yecharadu. Do you blow the shofar and not shake? Of course you shake. V'atra hi genuche nagach. V'yelula yalil, hashvarim et aguf. Blowing of the shofar is mamish, it's a cry, it's a crest, it's screaming out in a way that breaks the body. Dahayinu shal yidei shofar mitbatel aguf l'shem rach, that through blowing the shofar, we break the body, we commit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'az nitan li lahagia lihitbatlut gemara b'nefesh ruach neshama. That we're able to get to a total nullification to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all levels of our spiritual being.
So what do we do on Shabbos? What do we do on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? So he says, "V'nei Shabbos Kodesh, hu yom hadvekut shel ish yudi be'elokav." Shabbos, in essence, is all about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about Jews clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a total nullification that I'm totally, my whole spiritual being is given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ita B'Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says,
Hafoch boshet v'tishkach Shabbat.
Dehainu, what does that mean? I don't know. What does that mean?
Shal yidei haboshet, that by being embarrassed,
Mitzbatel ha'adam klil Hashem Yitbarach b'nafshor ucho v'nishmato. That through the boshet, through the embarrassment, we become totally nullified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achen yeterah hi ha'shabbos kodesh. Z'ita b'zor ha'kadosh. Shabbat yiyoma d'nishmata v'lav yoma d'guf ha'klau. That Shabbos is totally a day of the soul, not a day of the body. B'shabbos kodesh ha'guf matel kulo el ha'nefesh ruach u'nishama. V'imekho yimot ha'shavua ha'nishama nigreret achar ha'guf. He's saying that during the rest of the days of the week, I need the shofar to break down my body, to shake, so that my soul can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shofar breaks my body. But this year, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, everything is spiritual. On Shabbos, my body's already totally nullified, and I'm a totally spiritual being. We don't need the sound of the shofar to break our bodies on Shabbos or Shoshana, because the body's already nullified, and I can just focus on the connection of the soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's brought out by Shabbos Kodesh itself. Then we can understand. Lama in shrichin b'Shabbos Kodesh l'tkiyat shofar b'fo'al. We can understand why we don't need to actively blow the shofar on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos Kodesh haguf batel haneshama. On Shabbos, the body is totally nullified to the soul. You don't need to do any actions to subjugate the body. It's already subjugated. We're totally nullified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've done Yom Tra even without the blowing of the shofar, to the reality of Shabbos Kodesh. That in the Mikdash they would blow the shofar. Avalov Medina, but not in the outskirts, not in the city. B'mikdash hanu b'moach u'b'leiv ha'yutok'in. We would blow in the mind, blow in the heart. Avalov Medina, not in the body. V'atam fi shabbos kodesh b'teilim kolay v'rim el ha'nefesh. Because on Shabbos we don't need to bring along the body. The body is already subjugated to the soul. V'ashabbos kodesh kufav b'olat et po'elet. Et ma'a shofar po'el. The Shabbos itself is doing what we normally need the shofar to do. U'vazayit paresh ma'amara Baal Shem Tov ha'kadosh. This we can understand what the Baal Shem Tov said about the Gemara and Kesuvos. Ma be'erev Shabbos siman yafelo. Shekasher yudi mevatel bevoa Shabbat et yeshuto. That a Jew, I don't know, he's quoting only part of the Gemara, I don't know the Gemara by heart, I don't know what he's quoting from the Gemara from Kesuvos, but he says, Shekasher yudi mevatel bevoa Shabbat et yeshuto l'ashem yiparach legamre, bevchinat, meit, hareze siman yafelo. It says, the Gemara says, Meit be'erev Shabbat siman yafelo. That somebody who dies on Erev Shabbos, that's a good sign for that person. It's considered, I guess, it's a siman yafel. It shows the elevated stature of that person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took their soul specifically, waited until Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So what did the Baal Shem Tov say? So the Baal Shem Tov beautifully explains this Gemara. What is he saying? Shekasher Yehudim Vatel Vo HaShabbat, the Yeshuto. Meaning, when a person, mamish, lets themselves go, they remove their sense of self, they remove their selfishness, that selfish identity, they break their ego. On Erev Shabbos, they kill their ego. They die on Erev Shabbos, meaning I kill my sense of ego. On Erev Shabbos, siman yafilo. That's a siman yafet to be able to really get into Shabbos. It means you're really going to be able to get into Shabbos. Tainu shevatzel taguf l'Hashem Yitbarach means that I've broken myself for Hashem Yitbarach. Beautiful understanding of the Gemara. When I mamish, when I let go, when I let my physical body go, kilu like it's dying, when I give it up, that's a siman yafet to be able to come into what Shabbos is really about. Odish Lamarva said, we can also, Odish Lavina said, we can also understand in this. Al Pidivrea Ramban, that which the Ramban says, Madua Bikol Musfei Hayamim Tovim, Makrivim Seir Lechatat. Why is it on the Musaf of every Yom Tov, we bring a Seir as a Chatat, as a sin offering? But on Shabbos, Ein Makrivim, we don't bring a Chatat, we don't bring a sin offering on Shabbos. Why? Lefisha b'Shabbos Kodesh, Knesset Yisrael, Hibat Zugot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Hakol Shalom. Because on Shabbos, we're mamish, we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zivug. We're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're one-on-one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haynu Shabbos Kodesh B'chinat, Al Kol P'Shaim Techasei Ahava. Shabbos is a level of, mamish, when you love somebody, you can forgive anything. You can forgive anything. When you get to that place, B'Shavu Mitzvah by all of us, when you get to that place, Where you really find that person who you not who you like, not who you're infatuated with, not who you think you're going to marry. When you get to the place of the person who you're married with and you really get into a relationship of love, the love covers up everything. Everything. It's an incredible thing. And that's what's happening here. Shabbos Kodesh, Sunday's married to Tuesday. Sorry, no. Sunday's married to Monday. Sunday's married to Monday. Tuesday's married to Wednesday. Thursday's married to Friday. What Shabbos? Shabbos has never been Zug. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, your Ben Zug is HaKadosh, is Klal Yisrael. We're married to Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos, we're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a love there that can override anything. That can override anything. V'in b'chal tzorach az b'tzil ha-chatat. What chatat? I didn't see you do anything. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't mean it. I was all just kidding around. It's fine, I didn't mean anything. It's all good. I didn't see anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't see anything. V'ze gam kein pirush ma'amar chazal. You can understand this ma'amar chazal. Kol haShomer Shabbat kiHilchasa. Anybody who really keeps one Shabbos, mamish keeps it in all the halachas and all the hashkafas. Afilu avar avodah zarah kedor enosh mochalin lo. The Gemara says that even if you did the worst avodah zarah in the history of humankind, we can get mechila for it. Pirush, mipnei shahava techaseh kol pishaim, because the love overcomes everything. V'neita v'zohar kadosh, and the Zohar says, Afal gav dekud shabrichu. Rachimle, Ledina, Kidita, Kiani Hashem Ohev Mishpat, Netzach Rechimo, Divanoi Lerechimo Dedina, Vialkin Pakid, Lemit Kabishofar, Begin Leit Arta Rachme, Haim Shal Yid Edna Jebedemet. Dainu Dalidea Shofar Mitorera to Ava, that through blowing the shofar it brings out the Ava. Shebin HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael, b'vchinat banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, on level of the word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children were close to, v'netzach l'rachamo Dedina. Nimsa de Shabbos Kodesh on Shabbos Sheyesh Ba Tamid Madriga HaElyona Ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. That in Shabbos Kodesh, there's this lofty level of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Tuchal Lihitkayem B'Fchinat Netzach Rechimo. We can have this eternal love that's coming out, this eternal mercy that's coming out. Devanoi L'Rachama, the Rachamo D'Dina. Av L'Lo Tkiat Shofar. Even without blowing the shofar, it overturns all the dinim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring out with love for us on Shabbos Kodesh. We don't need the shofar to be tzmamtik the dinim. We don't need the shofar to sweeten the judgments. It's Shabbos that love is overcoming all the judgments. Ki al kol pesha'im techaseh ava, and all of the sins, it's able to cover up, the love is able to cover it up. V'didan netzach. Last few lines, the last paragraph. V'ze pirush yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah shechal liot b'shabbat. That's what it means. It says the yom tov of Rosh Hashanah that's on Shabbos. Kesherosh Hashanah chal b'shabbat. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Yom Tov Hu LiYisrael. Then it's Mamash Yom Tov. It's not the day of judgment. Then it becomes a Yom Tov. It's elevated to the status of a Yom Tov because there's no more judgments. Shebonim Takim Kol Adinim, because all the judgments are sweetened. Mikoach Ha'ava VeHaChesed SheBeShabbos Kodesh, from the love and the Chesed of Shabbos. UPeulat HaShofar Naaseit Al Yedei HaShabbos Kodesh, and Shofar comes out through Shabbos itself. We have a tremendous chus this year. We have Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. We have a schus that we don't have the blowing of the shofar with the shofar. That we have the blowing of the shofar with the incense. Bezrat Hashem, this Rosh Hashanah, we should be able to get into Shabbos. Into Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. To get into the depths of what shofar is really about. To hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying out to us. And to cry out to Him in turn. To cry out with love. To feel the love of the coronation of the King. The King's being coronated who loves us. He loves us and we love Him. And we're connected to Him, binding ourselves in the Rosh Hashanah. And there's no dinim, they're all already sweetened. To just cry out of love to Him and for Him to cry out in love to us. For all the judgments to be sweetened. And to just feel the closeness, the cry of closeness of the internal shofar in our minds, in our internal Beit HaMikdash. Bezrat Hashem, through the schus of Rosh Hashanah, through the schus of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, through the schus of blowing the shofar inside in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, of really achieving a depth of shofar, we should be able to break down all of those walls, to see all of the judgments sweetened, and to all come into, Bezrat Hashem, a sweet, new, beautiful year of Yeshuos, of Nechamos, Bezrat Hashem, by all of us, Tavshin, in 5781, by all of us. Shkoach, everybody. Thank you guys so much. Shkoach, and Shana Tova Mitzuka.